Yes, can we talk for a minute? Girl, I want to know your name. I got to tell you, can we talk for a minute? So, come in, people, my people, my people. You don't know, it's your boy, Horrific. I got to tell you. So, another brand new episode. I got to tell you, a brand new podcast episode, whatever you call it. So, today's topic, we're going to talk about, can a man be successful in a relationship and him have all the wealth in the world? Yeah. Your friend is a struggling man and you make it in a life, but one thing missing in your life is a woman. So I see a tweet on Twitter, and this brother said that he makes about six figures, right? Let me find the tweet. So he said, I made six figures, no children. I am only 28 years old. I am always home with a bun of free time. And how am I still single? He's questioning himself how I'm still single, and it was so worried about speculation, how am I this, how am I that, and I'm like sitting here wondering to myself, like, these people, he's clearly an introvert, right? And they need to understand that he's an introvert. And let me read some of the tweet. Well, I like this tweet that a woman replied to him and said, first and foremost, I think it is weird to ask, so why are you single, as it is not being in a relationship. As it is not being in a relationship means something is wrong with you. Another person said, because you refuse to settle, and that is not a bad thing. Having no company is better than having the wrong company, and your regime is coming soon, King. And there's a bunch of comments. So my take on this now is that men out there are single. They meet the figures that they have, and I do agree with the second comment that and the first comment, it's not a bad thing you're single. It does not mean it's a bad thing. You're focused on you. You know what you want, and you refuse to settle for less. Others speculate that what does being single has to do with your sexuality? Like, yeah, they're not questioning a woman who is single for umpteen years, and she don't have a man, although she don't have a man, she get things done for herself because she wants pleasure. So, you know, so she hook up there and there. Same thing for the man, you hook up there and there. So what does that has to do with a man's sexuality? He's single. Why do you have to speculate that? He's a kind of introvert. He's a successful business, and so I'm compensating. Why you have to be negative? Why you could not be saying, all right, you know, maybe someone in the same situation, on a working Monday to Friday, and come home to this big house, don't have nobody, but at the end of the day, you socialize with yourself, you greet yourself, you do this, you do that, and but you like to keep yourself to yourself because you just don't trust people, and people are not trustworthy. They are backstabber, liars, and it does not have nothing to do with your sex, your sexual orientation, because any idea you want a standard, and some of these women really does not offer nothing other than sex. Like a podcast that happened by Kareem Boy Things, and the podcast is about friendship, or not friendship, about something about men should not date above their means or whatever. And I'm saying, but if the man want a nice woman, a woman that is maybe earning maybe above him average, or maybe earn some figure, and him want to approach her, although the woman have nice things and she can buy herself things and that and reality, and they're like, date within your tax bracket. But I'm saying you can't just date within your tax bracket, although you will not satisfy her at the end of the day with the material things. You can also satisfy her with other things in the relationship. And they were all buried. Woman were like, I'm not a dirty, no broke man, this and that. And I'm saying, calm down. You don't want to be no broke man, but you are broke. So how you're going to say you don't want to be no broke man? You are broke. You cannot afford things. If you could have afforded the things, then you would not say you're not going to date broke man, because these broke man would be willing to date you because they have the time on your hand, and they are saying they want to date somebody within tax bracket. All right, fine, date somebody within your tax bracket, right? All right, but an idea, you're not satisfied in that relationship, you're not comfortable in that relationship, because then that person is a dictator to you. That person tell you what to do, this and that. But at any idea, you go give them rich man where you did. You keep born with the rich man to a broke man. I don't understand. And there's like, yeah, there are some wealthy man that they make you do anything you want. They don't control you because they know they're going to get born in an idea. 9 out of 10, a woman that date a rich man always give born to their rich man, to a lesser man that not providing their needs. So if you're really, and that 1% will cheat on their man with another rich man because they want to keep within that society and set a scope, and all of them something there, and he this person was on Twitter. He have a lot of followers on this sometimes. And so he's questioning himself back to the statement. Does your sexuality has to do with you being single? Does you have to do with single? You earn a bunch of money. Does it has to do with your sexuality? And I said no, it does not, because I NID you're judging. It really does not has to do with your sexuality. Some other comments I see that they're proving, which I like one of them. Also another comment I see that a person also made, I'm trying to find the comment that you see, and one person is about to say he's homosexual. She's like, someone, another person says, someone like you have no personality except your money to talk for you. Ouch. It's definitely you, bro. You got the money, but there are so many women out there, but you're in the house, traveling and kicking, and that introvert shit has to go. Yeah, but I'm saying, although he's 28, he has no kids, and all of them something there, it really does not have to do it that. And they're saying, because of your timeline, he impaled himself, said that I cheat on my barber today. Another one saying that maybe you're entitled and stay single forever. Accomplishments are not a substitute for your woe. All right, for your effed up personality, they're just making speculation about this man. Twitter is a dark shit. You sound annoying as hell, so it's probably that. Oh god. There are men in jail. Okay, I will not read that because I read it and I was like, pussy, not this important. Goodbye, you. You be late. Okay. So one person said, no personality, lack of substance. Maybe you being home all the time means that you're a lack of experience, and people find it hard to connect with you because there is nothing to relate to. Another person says, six figure with moves. Staggering. Cause of tweet, and they make a meme. So your header scares that woman. Okay. So they are assuming. So they say, if you are seriously broke, enough of thinking about woman who only care about money, you are in for the ruin wreck. And maybe you are funny and charismatic and nice instead of okay. Alright, not really no more. But as I was saying, men that are single up until this point, try to socialize. Try to find somebody that you can talk to. Try to enjoy your company as well. Try to go into groups, trying to do things that make you feel comfortable in yourself. And have a sense of awareness. Money. What's the wrong thing that he does? You know, he said that he come again. Where's the tweet? He said that I mean six figures, no children. I'm 28 years old. I live in a house, so it's considered why I'm single. I'm saying that money is not all that, and a woman does not value, well, some of them do value material things, but woman spending your money and say that you mean six figures and all of them something, you have a successful business, but at the end of the day, it has to do with you as your personality, because some women are introverts and some women, so if you find a woman that is introvert as you, it is a win-win situation for you, and it make you feel a sense of pride. So yeah, but it really does not have to do with your sexuality. you can focus on yourself and achieve what you want. I try to grow somewhere, enjoy yourself. Yeah. So that is it. That's my topic. Can we talk for a minute? But I want to know your name. Or you can type in that on your phone. Can we talk for any girl I want? Anyway, later guys. Have a good day. And it is...